This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and tonight I have a guest here in the studio. I have Mr. Bill Mark, one of our poet laureates of Juneau. Say hi, Bill.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on tonight. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I am so glad to have you here. And Bill is going to be telling us what's coming up later with Woosh Canadier here this week. So, Bill, you ready to tell us?
Sure, absolutely. It's the first month of the year, and it's the third week of the first month of the year. So, as Woosh Canadier tends to do every month, we have an open mic and poetry slam on the third Friday of every month. So we're going to start out 2015 at the Silver Bow Bakery this Friday night. Sign-ups at 6, start the show at 6:30, open mic, poetry slam. Very excited, looking forward to it.
That's great. And did you say what the theme is?
I did not say what the theme is. We actually have a theme.
Yeah,
this
great.
Time. We don't always have a theme. Our theme this month is rotations. It has to do with the yearly rotations, the New Year's resolutions, revolutions, all those things are moving right around this time of year. And so we just thought we'd throw that out there and see what comes back. I'm sure it'll be wonderful.
That sounds great. It really does. And I can't wait to see your new chapbook with all the wonderful poems in it that people will be reading.
We do have that available. We just brought that out last month at the December Slam. We have some new T-shirts for the year. We have a lot of old T-shirts, last year's chapbook. We have lots of things that people can come take a look at.
That's great. Now, how about the bags? Last year you had bags.
We are bagless.
Oh,
I don't think we have any bags. but we do have a zine from Mike Christensen.
Oh,
and
great.
We've got Christie's CDs.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of options, lots of good stuff out there.
That's wonderful. And we're going to play something from Christie's first CD, How to Tell If a Korean Woman Loves You, by Christie Name Erickson, tonight here on the show.
Perfect.
And that's great. I still have my bag, so I'm not
Sweet.
Totally heartbroken.
Right.
But these bags are wonderful, everybody. They're cotton bags. They're actually just big enough to fill them up with all the wonderful swag you can get at the slam. And mine has, I think it was a beautiful painting of ravens.
I believe so, yeah. We had several different designs. We did those a couple years ago, and they were real popular. Like I said, I think we're sold out, and we have not had another run of those. But that's good information for us to think about.
It's great. Okay, so we're going to play a little music for you while we set up, because we do have some wonderful poems for you here tonight, including Bill is going to read us one of his poems, right?
I was going to read one that I co-wrote with a fellow poet, Daniel Kantak.
Wonderful. So, this is Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck tonight here at 104.3 KTOO in Juneau, Alaska. And we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Ms. G. I'm back with Telling Tales here tonight at KTOO 104.3, and I'm in studio with Bill Merck, who is my guest from Coot Bawoosh, Canadia.
There you go.
And he has a wonderful poem for us. Take it away, Bill.
Great. Thank you again. This was a poem that Daniel Kantak, a local poet and photographer, and I worked on a year or so ago. It's called Bright Silence. Spring returns, a faucet dripping light. Winter cannot hold, his darkness weakens, cannot contain crocus or daffodil. Algal bloom in drip of light. Krill and plankton trillions promised to baleen in humpback maw, returned with calf, ancestral song of bright silence. Sunrise comes early. Sunsets linger over spring's green fingers, unfolding new from the heart of winter's fist. Siskins and crossbeaks, finches, drop through holes in blue-gray sky, their songs spilling like marbles across the hard wood glaze of a newly polished floor. Like coming up from undersea, this feeling, the sense of having risen to a waiting beach, your body stretching out the cramps of heavy sleep, a lake of darkness draining, exposes the bones of memory, gratitude, and lust. A lake of darkness, overwhelmed by ethereal wave beams of star fusion, ferocity into felicity bent in fabric of space-time, its continuum, E.E. coming, mud-luscious lark romp. How do you like spring now, Mr. Death? Dollops of dopamine, sugar spoons of serotonin, euphoria in a vole's heart as the wolf, who has been listening all winter, walks off in clef of fiddlehead fern and yellow skunk cabbage. Spring. The sound of your singing now is enough to cover for those days when silence sits like a rock in the pocket of your throat. A lavender embrace of dawn greets us with good weather. Magnificent, the poet might have said, an avalanche of yeses pouring over the stone wall of stale kisses, leftover lies, and promises undone. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. That was beautiful. And that was Bright Silence by Bill Merck and
Daniel Kantak.
Daniel Kantak. Thank you. And we'll be right back with another poem here at Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and I'm back with my guest in studio, Bill Merck, one of our wonderful poets here in Juneau that we are so lucky to get to hear tonight. I have a poem by Jim Wayne Miller. It's called Winter Days. He loved warm winter days when woodlands opened their summer secrets to a passerby. Tree shadows lay crisscrossed, low creeks deepened, borrowing their cold blue from the sky. Icicles glistened on the rock-backed ridges, a field of broom sage hissed in the wind. Frost and fence post shadows melted by edges of pasture fields where coal-black cattle stood. Sunlight ricocheted from tin-topped barns, streaking the chalk walls of the limestone quarry. Between white sycamores, the river turned, sure of where it was going, in no hurry. That was Winter Days by Jim Wayne Miller. And they've just put together a book of his poetry. And I found this on his website, actually. So, very lucky. And that was from one of his collections, From the Mountains Have Come Closer. And I have some more of his poetry that we'll hear later in the evening. But now, I believe, Bill, did you have you had another one, at least one other that you wanted to do?
If that's okay, I could do
Awesome.
I have a poem written by a friend of ours, Jacqueline Boucher.
Oh, yes.
Jackie Boucher, who is currently in Michigan. She was on and she still is a member mm-hmm. of the Wish Canadien board. And this is a poem she wrote called April, and it's in the first chapbook that we brought out in 2013.
Yes.
You shed him like a winter coat that you'd suddenly outgrown and stumble, deep breath peaceful, into waiting morning. We were children once, you and I, fingers laced in pubescent benediction, a safe place among the asbestos and linoleum. And you were the first man who ever told me I was beautiful. It's funny the marks we leave in heartbeats and in silence, how hooked pinkies and emoticon soap operas can linger years after both have been shuffled into obsolescence. April. With hindsight laser-focused and the perspective all wrong, I look back at our time together and wonder whether the riot inside you had started even then, if you looked at me or other girls with the same slurry of adolescent lust and jealousy that didn't have a name. Middle school is hell for the best of us, love, and clumsy curiosity's just another word for, I'm sorry. I wish I had known then, been equipped to understand then, that you may have met yourself that much sooner. In the hazy honesty of late evening, you told me, I am the sum of his experiences. He was a good man, a loved man. Relegated to the murky in-between of past tense, not dead, but not here either. He's gone now. Puddled at your feet like a second skin that no longer speaks to you. April, who loves yoga and soft things, who abandoned ritualistic Thursdays at a dive down the block with 25-cent wings in favor of veganism and a cycling habit. April, for spring. April, for rebirth. April, for flowers that burst from the snow like they've got something to prove. Slimmed down, beautiful, 180-degree April. Let me be the hand that reaches across the distance to rest between your shoulders when you begin to doubt. Let me be the lockbox where you keep your child self so you can always know that no one remembers him in spite of you. Let me be the post-it note you keep tacked beside the bed to remind you to love yourself. The reflection that tells you, work it, because you cut a hell of a figure in that dress. Let me see you so that I can learn to love you too. April. Let me be a brick in the wall that surrounds you, a piece of the armor that protects you, a voice in the chorus of people who want to hold arms out wide as smiles and say, hello, stranger. We've been dying to meet you. Welcome to this wild, wondrous world. Thank you.
Wonderful, Bill. That was really wonderful. Thank you very much.
We miss Jackie,
don't
we?
Yes, you did make me miss her even more.
She is amazing.
I'm glad she's still on Facebook, though.
Oh, yes, so she is. You can find her there.
The rare moments that I'm on Facebook, I do speak to Jackie, yes. Wow. Well, we're going to let that one sink in because that one is hard to follow. And we'll be right back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck here tonight bringing you poetry at KTOL 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska. Stay tuned. And this is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and we're back. And I have Bill Merk in the studio with me. He is, I called him my poet laureate of Juneau, and I'm sticking to that title. So, and Bill's okay with that. So, we're going to listen to next some Kristi Namé Eriksson, How to Tell If a Korean Woman Loves You, with music by John David. So, please enjoy.
If a Korean woman cleans her mind out in the spring, and you are still in it, she loves you. If you walk out of a Korean woman's kitchen, and there is rice on your sock, she loves you. If you buy a Korean woman 13 ordinary flowers, and she lets them die slow, painful deaths in a vase on her table, stems limp, crispy petals weak to the most passive of breaths, and she has yet to see them lose their luster. She smells them in her sleep. She loves you. If you've never seen a Korean woman sing in the rain, only recite poems from the purple cursive of her veins, translated verbatim, nerve after crooked nerve, if you are a bomb with a kindled tick and she has not walked away, if you find a boat in your bedroom that she carried home in abandoned pieces from a sun-rummaged shore and refuses to call broken, if her heart is the shape of the border and when you are watching she can't step across it, if there is only one comet and only one telescope and only one her and only one you, and she passes the view, she loves you, and she can see the stars from here.
You've just heard Kristi Namé Eriksson's How to Tell If a Korean Woman Loves You. I think she gives great advice on that. So this is Telling Tales with Ms. G still, and I have Bill Merk in the studio with me. But he's going to let me have the spotlight for a second, and I'm going to read a wonderful poem, another one by Jim Wayne Miller, that I found that I think is fun. It's titled, If Your Birthday Is Today. You are a year older and well into a cycle which began with the alignment of Venus and Mars in your seventh house, which is mortgaged to the Daylight Savings and Loan Association. Expect your days to accumulate like old newspapers full of bad news, to come back canceled checks, to lie swollen like the pages of a book left out in the rain. Stay away from friends, partners. Avoid telephones since their ringing starts. Dozens of memoranda fluttering in your stomach like birds roused out of sleep. This is no time for a change. Keep wearing those same old dirty socks. If opportunity knocks, say you gave at the office. That's Jim Wayne Miller's. And that's from his collection, From the Mountains Have Come Closer. And that goes out to my friend Pam, who's not yet 40. So, and I'm going to get it for that. So, I hope you enjoyed that. We have Mr. Bill Merk still here with us. He hasn't run out yet. And he has...
I can do one from the new chapbook if you'd like.
Wonderful. I love that.
Okay, this is by Guy Unzicker. We haven't seen Guy much lately. Hopefully he's out there in Radio Land and hears us, and we'd love to have him come back. I really miss him. This is called Northwest by Light.
Okay.
And this is again from the Wish Canadien 2014 chapbook that just came out. Trees have hair this far north by northwest, by light conspicuous, rare as it is, the threadbare beards of hemlocks cling and quiver and lift with little winds. We too are lifted on ice over highways, in the mountains, and she, regarding the century snow with raised eyebrows, puts nose prints on the window glass. I could bite these passing bearded trunks with chainsaw blades, spread lines across the frozen moss, warm my hand on hammer grips and smoke. She nods. A little stillness in the winds, a little form, a little structure in the frost, where a little hand could hang a little thing from a hemless tree branch, reaching, yes. And when the wind pressures the windows, slashing at the pox around the trunk and pitch with whip and ice, I might be stoking a fire, boiling tea. In a dozen years, there will be time enough, as the deer press their noses into tree wells in frigid rest, to make a little bed and a bed for two, and when she's gone, to wonder why her absence feels like yellow leaves and why the trees have hair. Thanks.
Thank you. That was wonderful. And what was the title of that again?
That was called... Sorry.
That's okay.
Close the book on myself here. How about we find the chapter?
The title?
See, I've
done that all the time.
Northwest by Light.
Northwest by Light
by Mr. Guy Unsicker.
Yes. Yes, I remember Guy performing in, it was the Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
That my first Grand Slam I went to was that was in 2013.
Yeah, that was a couple
years
ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave a great performance that night.
Yes, he did. It's like watching wonderful little skits sometimes, most of the time.
Yeah, he presents well. It's more than the words. He puts up a great visual performance as well.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we miss Guy, and if you're out there, Ziggy, come see us on Friday. We're really looking forward to it.
Oh, great. Okay, so I didn't know Guy and Ziggy were, because I saw Ziggy's name on something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, they're one and the same.
Ah, the mystery is solved. I love that when that happens. All right. Well, we're just sailing along here. We have about 3 minutes left on the show. And so I'm going to take up at least a minute and a half of that. Because I have a poem by Paul Violi, and I won't giggle too much and let you know what it's all about until I'm just going to go for it and hope that he enjoys how I do it. It's titled, Appeal to the Grammarians. We, the naturally hopeful, need a simple sign. For the myriad ways we're capsized, we who love precise language need a finer way to convey disappointment and perplexity. For speechlessness and all its inflections, for upended expectations, for every time we're ambushed by trivial or stupefying irony, for pure incredulity, we need the inverted exclamation point. For the dropped smile, the limp handshake, for whoever has just unwrapped a dumb gift, or taken the first sip of a flat beer, or felt love or pond ice give way underfoot, we deserve it. We need it for the air pocket, the scratch shot, the child whose ball doesn't bounce back, the flat tire at journey's outset, the odyssey that ends up in Weehawken, but mainly because... I need it, here and now, as I sit outside the Café Reggio, staring at my espresso and cannoli, after this middle-aged couple came strolling by, and he suddenly veered and sneezed all over my table. And she said to him, "See, that's why I don't like to eat outside." That was Paul Violi with Appeal to the Grammarians. I love him.
I like that.
He's funny. Oh, my. We have actually used up all our time. So, really fast, check out Rouge Canadien on Friday the 16th at Silver Bow. get in there starting at 6. Show starts at 6:30. You can do all the sign up and everything. And it's pay as you can.
Pay as you can.
All ages are welcome.
All ages, all abilities, all the time.
That's great. And the theme is rotation.
That is correct.
Keep it going round and round. This has been Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Mark. And we have to say goodnight.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Until next time, everybody.
See you Friday.
See ya.